Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Well, here we are, roughly 2 weeks from the end of the 2015 legislative session, and it's time for legislators to start getting nervous. The clock is running out, and when it does, hundreds of bills will die, some without ever having been voted on. That's because the only constitutionally mandated reason for the legislature to even meet is to pass the budget. And once that's done, the motion to adjourn sine die can happen at any moment. When the motion passes, everything comes to a halt, and any bill left in committee automatically dies. For us, the moment is bittersweet. Many of the bills that will die are good bills that we worked hard to pass. On the flip side is the joy in seeing the bad bills that we worked so hard to kill finally dead and gone until the legislature reconvenes in 2017. So when will the budget pass, and when will the legislature adjourn for good? At this point, it's still up in the air, but generally it's sometime around the 25th of April. The budget has already passed the House and will be debated on the Senate floor today and tomorrow. At that point, it goes to a conference committee to work out the final details before sending it on to the governor. All of that will take place over the next 2 weeks. As I said, the clock is running out and it's time to start getting nervous. We still have several bills in play. Among them are a bill to create education savings accounts for students with special needs and a bill to finally bring charter schools to Montana. The education savings account bill has already cleared the House and passed out of the Senate Education Committee yesterday on a party line vote, with all Republicans voting yes and all Democrats voting no. The Democrats' opposition stems mainly from the fact that all school choice bills are strongly opposed by the teachers' union. In politics, it always comes down to money and power, and the union isn't willing to give up either one, even if doing so would be in the best interest of kids. ESAs are working well in other states, and they could work here in Montana too, but it's a hill that the union's willing to die on. That said, we have high hopes the bill will make it to the governor's desk and that he'll take the bold step of putting kids with special needs ahead of politics. And speaking of putting kids ahead of politics, it's high time that Montana adopts public charter schools. 43 other states have them, and our bill incorporates the very best of all those state laws. The bill's sponsor is Speaker of the House Austin Knutson. The bill is through the House and is scheduled to be heard in the Senate Education Committee on Monday. Not surprisingly, the teachers' union hates this bill even more than education savings accounts because charter schools are public schools that operate outside of the normal mandates and heavy government bureaucracy of traditional public schools. In short, they're free to innovate, and that's what makes them special. If you believe Montana should have charter schools, please call or email the members of the Senate Education Committee and urge them to vote yes on the charter schools bill. You can find the link on our website at montanafamily.org, or better yet, come to the Capitol at 3 o'clock on Monday and testify in person. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.